The work of this church in the world is realized through the generous financial support of all who call this place home. Along with the gifts and time and talent, ours is a shared ministry. You have a role to play here. Church membership is open to all. For more information, go to uusf.org.
What they don't tell you when you enter into ministry is the number of children you will watch grow, blossom, and mature over the years. That not only are you marking the years by how long you have been in ministry, but also how many children turn into adults and are launched from the congregation you serve. Although most of the teens in this cohort I have only known briefly, some a bit longer, and one specifically for their whole life, it has always, always been a privilege and an honor to be a witness to their wisdom, humor, and what they do with their lives. I am always blown away by what I learn and how extraordinary they are. Today you will hear from three of those students. One is currently directing a play, so I'm really glad that she was able to get here. Another recently went to the state capitol to advocate for arts funding in our education. And another is the student body president at their high school. They will share with you snippets of what was important to them growing up in a Unitarian Universalist church. First, we will hear from Claire.
I've been a part of this church since I was 5 years old, and honestly, I don't know who I would be without growing up here. I remember I sat down to my first waffle breakfast with my mom, and my plate was piled high with waffles covered in syrup and strawberries, and I just felt so at home. I remember my sticky face, I shot her a smile. When I was younger, I used to complain a lot about coming to church on a Sunday. You know, you have things to do, you want to sleep in, spend time with friends. But over time, I realized that without fail, every single time, no matter how much I complained or dragged my feet on the way in, I always enjoyed myself by the time I actually got here. And when I think about Unitarian Universalism, there's so many things that come to mind. My eyes tired, heavy with sleep from waking up early to make breakfast for the winter shelter. The whirlpools that we would always try to make in the pool at the retreat. Making hot cocoa with 2 packets of cocoa at the retreat also. We had some fun times. I remember dust collecting in the crevices of my hands from the ladder up to the bell tower at the church overnights. And I remember the wax that would drip on my fingers from the candles that we'd hold at Christmas while singing before we implemented better ways to catch the wax. But most of all, what I think of is love. To me, this church has been so steeped in love, and I am so grateful to have had a chance to grow up here. Even though I was never always coming to every single service or meeting of religious education, such as over Zoom, during COVID, I could not make it to all of them. I'm so grateful because I have learned so much, both material knowledge, like what other religious communities do in their services in our neighboring faiths class, to discovering how to be a better, more well-rounded person. This church has fostered so much growth in me, and I know that no matter how much time passes without me coming back, when I finally do, after stepping into this new chapter in life, I will have a place here, and for that, I will be eternally grateful.
When I think about Unitarian Universalism, I think about my childhood. I think about the hot days spent in themed summer camps and the soft snowfall outside decorating the Christmas Eve service. I think about the religious education lessons catered to connecting the web of life and the literal webs of life made by spiders and the safety hazard that was our religious education building. I think about the sharp thorns from the roses I passed around at the start of every summer and the feeling of water running over the healed scars at the end of the summer. If there's one thing that this religion does well, it's letting kids rejoice in their shared youth. I attribute my connection to nature to the days at church spent plunging my hands into dirt and being scolded for climbing too high in the tree once again. Through my adventures, I learned that appreciating nature was more than just watching the plants from the congregational garden grow. It was also the pain of stepping on a too sharp stick and skinning my knees and elbows from the latest bike crash. As I grew older, I saw the same give and take in how I appreciated Unitarian Universalism. I saw the disagreements in the church and the way that they could still be counted on to show up to the latest potluck. I honored the reverent space held during joys and sorrows. I went to more weddings than I did memorial services. And I saw how grief impacted the way people showed up for one another. But just like I had a congregation I could count on to hand me a Band-Aid, despite the cut coming from my own shortcomings, I saw how the power of a covenant allows pain to heal through forgiveness and the acknowledgement that we are all living for the first time. This step into a new era of my life is scary, knowing that when I mess up, it requires more than a Band-Aid to heal. But what Unitarian Universalism has taught me is that the worth and dignity of every person extends even when they fail. And while not every person I meet will have come from the same teachings, I can be strong in my empathy and rely on the people around me in my own interconnected web of life. This is my third congregation. The number three is very important to me, especially in this time of life. I have lived in three states. I've been to three high schools. I'm the third child, and it rhymes with my name, too. Well, I did not grow up here. I thank you for being my third, and for being with me as I step into the next chapter of my life. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Charlie. I've been coming to this church for a long time, since I was 6 years old, but this is my first time ever standing up here, so it's kind of cool. I'm 12 years. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I want to share my memory from my first day ever at this church and talk about a super special person who has really impacted me here throughout my life and who I think perfectly encapsulates what's so amazing about this church. So my first day at church, I was 6 years old. I went to the waffle breakfast. So good. Some of the best waffles I've had. Great people. Everyone seemed so happy, talkative. I was with my mom, so I was having a good time. But unfortunately, it took a little bit of a turn. As a young kid, I always had issues being separated from my parents and going to new communities. And unfortunately, my first day in my religious education class was no different. I couldn't even get in the class. I was crying. I was scared. I didn't even want to go in the class. And I remember the former minister at that time, Allison Jacks, came and walked around the entire church with me taking pictures. And I don't know if those pictures actually went anywhere. I'm assuming they probably didn't, but she made me feel important. And that really put me at ease. And then I went back to my class, and after that, I was totally fine. And since then, Allison and I had always shared a super special bond. I'd always see her, I'd always give her a big hug, and she'd always smile at me with her big smile and her infectious energy. I'm a big baseball player. I've been playing since I was five. I'm going to play in college. And I'm also a diehard Cardinals fan. And Allison is a Red Sox fan. And for those of you who don't know, Cardinals and Red Sox have a bit of a rivalry. And the Red Sox, unfortunately, usually get the better of us. So I'd always get to church, and she'd always be talking to me about that. And I know, like, that's kind of a small thing, but just hearing a minister talk about something that I was super passionate about and kind of humor me with that made me feel so welcome. And throughout my time here, this broader community has just meant so much to me. I'm looking in the crowd now and I see a lot of faces I recognize, some faces I don't recognize, but everyone I do recognize, they always say hi to me. I always love talking to them, and I feel like everyone here cares about me. And having a community here that I can come to no matter what, no matter how long it's been since I've came to a service, no matter anything, and that's just there for me, and I now have a place for me, means so much to me. And as I go off into college in the real world, I hope to come back to this community and stay involved, and also hopefully be an adult role model for other kids like myself. Thank you.
This morning, we are setting time aside to honor Helen Giannosini, who I mentioned died this last summer. Helen grew up in this church along with many of our high school seniors. Her mom, Sarah Beth, taught in our classrooms. Her absence has had a profound impact on how those in her cohort experienced church over this past year. It has been painful to be in this space without her. Some of those youth want to share with you their memories of Helen this morning.
To me, Helen was always one of the most vibrant forces I had ever seen. I remember my first waffle breakfast, seeing them and thinking that they were one of the coolest people in the world. And I felt so awkward standing next to them and thought that they'd realize that I wasn't cool enough to be friends with. But they never did. And so we were friends for 12 years. I remember we used to scheme together. Most vividly, one of the church overnights when we were 10 or 11 or so, we stole a pack of Oreos from the table of the potluck that we were having, and we brought them into, I think it was the chapel. There was a balcony up there, and we somehow managed to get up there. Everyone was having sword fights with swords made out of balloons, and we were chasing people around, and somewhere in the chaos, we managed to escape to the balcony and eat these Oreos and just talk. And I remember that so vividly, Helen's mischief, their sense of humor, the smile. The last time I saw them in a church context was at the church retreat in 2022, and things felt different. We had grown, we had changed, but we still had that connection. And I remember on the last night before we went back, we went and we sat under the stars with some of the other teenagers, and we just marveled at how big they were and how small we felt. And I just remember lying on the ground, arm in arm. And that is the most recent and strongest memory I have with Helen.
Thank you, Claire. So I've been going to this church since I was 6 years old. And when you're a teenager, when you're 10, 11, going to church at 11 a.m. on a Sunday morning isn't always your first choice. So sometimes, admittedly, I would go to my class, kind of not really want to be there. But every time I was there, I would always see Helen. And they just had this, like, this joy and just this energy that lifted the whole room. And every time they would talk or I'd get in there and I'd just see them with that, with their infectious smile, I would instantly want to be there. And I'm like, I kind of want to be somewhere else. I want to be with my friends. I want to be watching football. It would all go away. And she always made me feel super welcome in the community.